Please let me introduce to you the next President of the United States, Governor Howard Dean.
Governor Howard Dean is in Wisconsin with a message. Vote the way you want, not the way the primaries are turning out. Dean says Wisconsin has the power to keep the dream of change alive.
Wisconsin knows the La Follette's legacy is worth fighting for. Wisconsin knows that what is on the line in this primary is the very heart and soul of the Democratic Party and the very heart and soul of this country.
Dean says he'll focus on health care in the first 100 days as president. He says there is a need for every American to have health care.
Surely the most powerful nation on the face of the earth can join the British, the French, the Germans, the Japanese, the Irish, the Italians, the Israelis, the Canadians, the Dutch, the Danes, the Swedes. Even in Costa Rica, they have health insurance for all their people, and so should we.
Dean's other focus was on education and the No Child Left Behind Act. He says he'd start funding public schools.
They have no understanding about what it is to live in a community like Superior and have to put up with unfunded mandates, teaching to the test, and larger class size.
Dean says balancing the national budget and bringing back jobs would be a top priority for him. Dean says it's time to leave future generations with the kind of hope he had when he was young.
We can do better than this. Wisconsin, America needs your help. You can do better than this. Send them a president and send them a message next Tuesday, February 17th. Thank you very much.
In Superior, Kate Houlihan, Wisconsin Public Radio.